Did you have any experiences with extraordinary spirits? Did Baba?
Because I didn't believe in spirits and all that sort of thing. But Baba said that there are. Always. There are always. The spirits are there. Really speaking, Baba once told me that really speaking, you all should be called as spirits, embodied spirits.
He said really we should all be called.
Yeah. You all are all us. That spirit which has realized its true self is entitled to experience as or be called as the soul. Others, we are all spirits. He told me that. Yeah. Unrealized souls should better be called spirits than called souls. So that's how he said. But there are spirits. There are the spirits who are disembodied. We are embodied. And so therefore, our spirits control. Are under control because they have got these instruments, the implements with which they can let go their impressions, you see. They can experience the impressions. But there are other spirits, you see, who are disembodied and they need body to experience their impressions. So they are, well, they sometimes are after weak-minded people, weak-minded spirits in whose body they can act and react. That's why people get possessed.
How did Baba introduce you to disembodied spirits? Or
no, that what happened is, that's one of the reasons why Baba said that all these disembodied spirits, they would want to do some service to my body. So they are all the time eagerly expecting to have a body, somehow or other, some favor, some grace. So they all hover around and that's the reason, one of the reasons why Baba wanted us to keep awake near him was this, at the time when he would rest. That's how it is. So Baba would always exhort us, keep your eyes open.
So that you wouldn't be possessed by
him? No, not that. So that they don't harass Baba's body. Otherwise they are there to press his body and gain favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How can you stop them if you couldn't see him?
Who, we?
By
we can't stop them, but our presence stops them.
Being
awake and aware, you see, that awareness, they want to sneak in. So that's how it is. We don't see, but they see. They have that awareness, that consciousness. That's how it is. So what happened is that Baba was telling us about it. And as I told you all in the early years, what a skeptic I was.
About everything?
About everything and anything to do with spirituality or God or this or that or anything.
Good place to start.
Yeah. Safe place. Not a good place, but a safe place. So what happened is that amongst us was one of the mandali called Vistarji. So he would, and he was a great entertainer. In the morning when Baba would come, Baba would ask any new things or anything. So Gustaji will just rattle off, you see, his dream or his having an encounter with a spirit or something. Most of the time he'll make up stories to entertain the Lord, and sometimes it would be so true. He would say that. Later on he'll ask, is it so? Did this happen? He'll smile and says, no. He was observing silence. So he said, no, he just made it up on the spot. Mm-hmm. Baba would just express surprise. You can make up such a story, eh? on the spur of the moment, you see. So, every now and then he would harp on the theme of this, having seen a spirit when he went out to. You know, we didn't have any toilets here at the time. All this you see now, it was so simple and nice. So, we would go out and peddle outside or sit there for a nature call or anything like that. All this was barren and fields were there and all that. So then what happened sometimes at the time when you'd go, so you'd tell Baba in the morning. So I was, while in the course of peddling, I saw a person at a distance and that person started growing and it went on growing and became tall and taller and taller and reached the sky and all that. And I had to interpret his silence. Like as I used to interpret Baba's silence, so I had to interpret his also. So I would interpret. And I had good kick out of all the humor and all that. I would embellish it also and make it more interesting because I knew that Baba would love it. And that was the morning session, humorous section. So, and I had the knack for it, and Gustaji loved the thing, and he would tell me, "You did very well today." I said, "Yes," and "You did very well," and all that. So this is how we would pass our time at that particular morning period, for that particular time that he wanted. So one day he starts saying them, and then Gustaji started saying that he reached the sky, means his head touched the sky. You know how an observant person and a person who knows a little bit of science, there is no such thing as sky. You know how it is. And touch the sky means what? So I said, then I just gave a cynical smile. So Baba pointed out, says, "Well, what is it?" I said, "Yeah, it is all right, but to touch the sky, I don't know where the roof of the sky is, you see. Roof of the head could be to touch the sky," and so forth and so on. Causes. Then he said, "No, what Gustaji sees and tells, you see, it is possible. There is nothing impossible," Baba says, "an illusion. Anything and everything, because it is of dream, you see. It is of my own imagination that this whole thing has been created. It's because of me all this is. And that nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. And there are spirits and this and that. I never used to believe in this sort of spirit business and all that." So every time, of course, I would interpret, and days would pass, years rolled by. One day he sent me out to Pune. And Gustaji would report about the spirits here and all that. One day he sent me out to Pune. This building at the time was not here. All these buildings were not here. Only that room, that asbestos cabin was not there at the time, because cabins were right on the top of the seclusion hill. You know, there's a seclusion hill where Baba used to sit there. So the cabins were brought. So there was only that room that was there. Baba used to retire there in that room, where Pendu sleeps now. So I, one day, at that time, he sent me out to Pune for some work to do, important work, and come back, he says, after the work is finished. But I must have gone in the morning, and by afternoon I receive a telegram, urgent message, saying that come immediately, return immediately. So I come back. By about 7 o'clock, I'm back here. And by the time Baba has retired, Baba told Kaka to keep my suppers, I ate my food and all that. And it was my habit at the time that I had to go and sleep. Baba would be on the cot, I would sleep on the floor by his side. That was my place where I used to sleep with him. So Baba asked me, inquired whether the work was done and this and that and everything. I reported, gave the report. After about an hour or so, say it must be about 9 o'clock, Baba retired, I also, Baba says, go to sleep. So I went to sleep. There was another night watchman who would keep awake all the time, you see, as I told you. Every time it would be there. So there was that Krishna who was there. I'm fine. And when I'm fast asleep, I don't know what must have happened. We say it is a nightmare or this or that. But I actually felt that there was somebody who is trying to sit on my chest and throttle me. And I was a strong person. I wouldn't allow that person to do that with me. So I would like to overthrow him. So I struggled and fought with him. And all the time I could feel his fingers around my neck and his weight on my chest. And he is pinning me down with his knees and all that sort of thing. So I tried to struggle and I'm struggling. But all in sleep, mind you.
It was under the dream stage.
Whatever you call it. So this and that. So I must have gone for a long time, and I'm also hearing my own sound, you see, just as a man is training, you know. Like that, you know, you hear. So I am hearing also that sound, how I'm straining to get there. He's a very hefty thing, you see, person or whatever it is. Eventually, what happened, I just got him down, you see. And as soon as I did that, I was up, awake. And as soon as I am awake, naturally, what I see is Baba sitting on the cot there and looking at me. And that night watchman is also gaping at me. And I didn't like that. I said, I'm here struggling for my life. And it's life and death question, and these people are enjoying this drama. So looked at them, looked at Krishna with great, great disdain, you see, that he could have helped me some. And Baba smiles and says, now you believe that there is something, eh? What happened? No, he didn't say, now you believe. Says, what happened? I don't know. I felt somebody, you see, who was trying to throttle me, and we were having a wrestling bout, you see. And eventually I overthrew him. But then somebody was sitting on my chest all the time and pinning me down and throttling me and wanting to have the upper hand over me. And I just, eventually I could get him out. So he says, now do you believe that there are spirits? He was one of them. So my intention of calling you today, immediately to come immediately, was just for this experience that you should have. That's what he said. And I said, what my Lord is wanting me to have an experience like this, he calls me from Pune. Come on.